This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And welcome to Leylink's first show. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. This is technically our first show as Leylink, but we have been on the air for a little while now, haven't we?
We have. We were previously branded under the
Outlezzies
page.
Outlezzies,
but now we're our own show.
We're off to a raging start.
We are.
Not really. I already slightly stuffed up the intro before, which was kind of hilarious.
Well, if the button won't work, we're just not good button pushers.
Come on now, we're lesbians. All lesbians are good button pushers. Basha.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about Leylink?
What is to tell?
We're just going to be bringing you the same stuff we have been bringing you, except we're putting a little bit of a localised spin on it. We're going to be taking, hopefully, a lot of communication from you guys, because we love to hear from you.
We do. We've had a lot of people liking our page today.
We have had a lot of people liking
our
page.
They've just been flooding us with pages. Thank you, ladies.
I don't understand why we've had so much love.
Because they knew it was our first show and they're all excited and they just wanted to show their support.
There's been a lot of love. I like the love.
And I appreciate that, ladies. And we'd appreciate if you, like, write in and tell us your thoughts,
tell us your dreams, your aspirations. Tell us if we're terrible.
Yeah. Tell us if you love us.
We like to know if we're terrible.
Yeah, that's
feedback
also helpful.
Is always fun.
It is. It's good. We learn. We move on.
We do. That's important. Oh, dear. Anyway, you've got some shout-outs to do.
Yes, I'd just like to say hello to our listeners in Sydney and good morning to all our European listeners. Hope you're having a lovely coffee.
We have European listeners?
We do. We have people listening. I know for a fact we have people listening in the UK, Germany, and France.
Oh, well, hi. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Good morning. I hope your coffee's okay and...
Hope it's not too cold.
Yeah, not too cold. We both thought the same thing.
Yeah.
The merge has begun. Okay, what did you do on the weekend, Basha? Tell me, what did you do on the weekend?
What did I do? My God, it was so long ago. Let's see, last year, what did I do?
What did you do last year?
I went to New Year's Eve at Lick.
We both went to New Year's Eve at Lick. It was fantastic.
It was so good.
It was such a fun night. I always really enjoy going to a Lick event. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. They're good.
They're brilliant. And I wasn't too keen on the white theme, as I had previously mentioned.
Yes, because you don't own anything white.
Because I don't own anything white.
Yes, but you did a lot of white. It was a white shirt, I believe.
A white shirt over, you know, black cut-off shorts and a black singlet, and apparently I looked hot.
Yes, and the boots.
Yeah, and the boots.
And the boots. I love the boots.
I love my boots.
They were nice.
They were good, aren't they? Yeah. And I didn't fall over once.
I know, and that was good. I was so worried.
It's a credit to me, really. Usually I fall over all the time in heels. That was really it that we did for the weekend. But I wanted to give a quick shout out to
We did recover on the first.
Everybody recovers on the first slow day. That's part of the...
I know, but it was such beautiful weather.
Anyway, I need to give a quick shout out to a photographer that was there on the night, Evelyn Lobos, who took some amazing photos of all of the women that were at Lick. I mean, have you actually seen?
I've seen a lot of the photos, but I'm actually in none of them.
You're in none of them?
No.
We got a little bit famous. My very good friend and I. It's always great. Evelyn takes really fantastic photos.
And she does.
She definitely did a good job this time as well.
I am in a few photos, but I haven't located them as yet.
Haven't located them?
Yeah, I don't know who was taking those photos.
At Lick?
At Lick.
At Lick.
Yeah,
okay.
There was some guy walking around taking photos. I don't know who
you know
was.
What? I think I might know who that is, and I'll look it up for you.
Good.
I'll hook you up, Basha.
You'll hook me up.
I'll hook you up with some photos.
Some photos. Woohoo! I love to be hooked up.
I want to know if anyone out there has any New Year's resolutions, because that's one of the biggest things. When you come around to the start of the year, everyone starts bashing on Facebook about their New Year's resolutions.
I know, and then day two, it's like I broke them. And I'm like, why do this to yourselves, ladies? Don't have New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, Basha and I are definitely on the same page here. We do not believe in New Year's resolutions.
You want to change your life?
What's the point?
Just do it. Don't need a New Year's resolution to say I'm going to become a better person or something. Just change your life. If tomorrow you want to I don't know, wear pink shoes. Wear pink shoes tomorrow.
Wear pink shoes tomorrow.
Don't you... wait for the first to tell you that I'm going to do this.
I want to know now. Are you going to wear pink shoes tomorrow?
I don't actually own pink shoes.
Well,
but...
I think maybe you should go buy some. There's going to be some disappointed listeners out there.
We are talking about my shopping spree later.
We are going to be talking about your shopping spree and my shopping spree and the comparisons
between
those.
Yes, and the comparisons to those. Yes.
We do like the sound of it. It's going
to
be funny.
We do love to shop.
Anyway, I think we should definitely go to a song. What do you think?
I think we should.
Okay. And you're back on Leylink with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, we are talking about our inspirational women of 2011.
We will, yes. I believe you have the first name on the list.
I do have the first name on the list.
And who is that?
Well, it's a bit of a downer, actually. But we shouldn't have really started with this one, but anyway, let's give it a go.
Why not?
J.C. Lee Dugard, and I don't know if anyone out there knows of this woman. Basically, she's written a book called A Stolen Life, and it's about her story. She was a very young girl in California. She was kidnapped by a wife and husband that weren't very nice. We'll just say that. She was missing for 18 years, Basha. She gave birth to two children while she was in captivity, I guess we could say. And she's definitely one of my inspirational women
of this year.
Have you read the book? I saw a documentary type thing on her. And that's why, for me, that was one of the biggest things that I saw that was inspirational for me for this year, because seeing her story, seeing the well-adjusted person that she is, it's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing being that she's gone through so much and she's come out the other side of it and she's this full, whole, sane person that is absolutely gorgeous. That was inspirational for me.
That's inspirational.
It was inspirational.
Okay. Person number two.
Person number two for me was Portia de Rossi.
Love her.
Now, you've read her book.
I did read her book.
And when I mentioned her the other day, you said that you'd read the book. I hadn't read the book, but I knew that she had put out the book. See, I'm a half and half person.
You know the book's out there. But
I know
you
the
just
book's out there. I've read excerpts. Excerpts?
Excerpts
from the book. I have read portions of it, I guess you could say. And it's amazing stuff.
It is. It is a very honest and interesting portrayal. I must say she expresses a lot of courage for giving such detail. I read it to get a bit of an insight into the eating disorder mindset. And just to find out what's going on in her life and stuff. And I was very interested, and it was extremely well written. And I must pride her on the fact that she was that honest. Just that's all I can say. Yeah. But
I think it's brilliant. And I know that she talks a lot in her book about how coming out affected her and how that was mentally challenging for her when she was coming out.
Yes,
and that, you know, that was a huge part of her eating disorder as well. And I remember one part that I read was that she was talking about how when Ellen came out,
They destroyed her. They destroyed her show, her reputation, everything. And the whole gay community in Hollywood went hiding. And I know that a lot of actors and actresses hid and were very scared about this, and she was very scared about it being found out. And it was one of the main reasons of her eating disorder, apart from the fact that she was working on a show with women that were the thinnest women I've ever seen in my life.
Ally McBeal.
I know.
That was...
She makes a toothpick look overweight.
I was very... I wouldn't say very young. I was pretty young when that came out, but I remember I was allowed to sit down and watch it. And I was still a young little tyke out there. That's when I was straight. Wow. No. But
me too.
Hey, look at that. We all
guess who my favourite character was.
Who was it? Portia de Rossi.
It was, actually.
Look at that. See, you say you don't have gaydar, Basha. You're wrong. You
I
do
know.
Have gaydar.
I just didn't know there.
You poor
yes.
dear.
I know. What a shame. Oh, now I'm going to start a poor set.
Whole
segment.
Segment's a downer,
it's
isn't
a
it?
Downer.
All right, move on. Let's
move
something
on.
A little more uplifting. This
I
is
don't
one
know
of
if it's
yours.
Uplifting, but
this speech was uplifting.
It was uplifting.
You emailed it to me the other day. I read about 3/4 of it.
I knew you wouldn't read it all because it was 7 pages.
I know.
And I was like, you are so not reading this.
I couldn't read the whole
thing.
But I was on the train.
Who I selected was Hillary Clinton and her speech to the UN.
I was going to say, it's probably not for a fashion sense.
No, but it was about lesbian and gay, bisexual, transsexual,
Gender.
Thank you. Sorry. Human rights.
Yes.
About the fact that in a lot of countries it's still illegal.
Mm-hmm.
People can still be jailed, possibly even killed. And her speech is all about the fact that...
Human rights are human rights.
Yes. And
they
that
are.
We are all the same and that we shouldn't judge. And look at this. And it's a brilliant speech.
You actually printed that out?
I printed it out because I read it.
Okay. What have you got highlighted?
I've got a lot highlighted, but we'll start with... It was a very good speech, I've got to say.
You're a bit highlighter happy with things in here, aren't you?
I'm sorry, it's the student in me that automatically when I read things, I highlight things. And I just can't help it because I used to just read journal articles. And what do you do when you read a journal article? You highlight the important bits.
I just bookmark things that I find interesting.
Yeah, see, I don't do that.
Okay.
But, she was just talking about the fact that, you know, that we shouldn't make these people feel like less human, that they have the same rights as everyone else in the world.
Yes, and because human rights are human rights, as
exactly,
I was saying.
Exactly, and there's no distinction. The fact that we may not all accept this or understand this or be for this, but they're still humans, they're still like us, and therefore we should be accepting of these people.
We definitely should be.
You know, but it's a very good speech. We will put the link on the website for you. There is the YouTube video. I think it goes for 30 minutes, so
wow.
Probably the 7-page... 10-minute read.
Is there like one where you've sort of dot-pointed all the important parts? Or maybe we should just upload a scanned copy of your highlighted parts.
Great.
You know, that seems to be the most important parts for you.
Oh, help me, please.
If you'd like to help Basha, send us a text on 0427-JOY949.
Just read the whole thing. It seriously is 10 minutes out of your day and it'll give you a lot of information and it's very helpful.
I must read really slowly.
We have a message here from someone in Germany.
Germany?
Yes.
Hello, Germany.
Hello, Germany.
How do you say hello?
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag?
Yes, Guten Tag.
How was my pronunciation?
It was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay.
Do you have to say it that way?
No, it was okay.
What are they saying?
Maybe it is an old story for you, but there is an article in pinknews.co.uk today about Margaret Court and her attitude and comments, especially her saying, "It is my identity, is a choice." Could be lost in translation. Thank you, Aline.
Aline.
Yeah, so we see we do have German listeners.
We do have German listeners. That's actually quite fascinating for me that we actually have German listeners.
Yes, and it's someone that I don't know, so yay.
Because Basha knows everyone in Europe, just so you know, world.
I do not.
All right, this
now we have the next
second last inspirational.
Oh, no, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, go on. Why do you like Lady Gaga so much?
Well, apart from the fact that you know, she promotes gay and lesbian rights. She's an avid voice. She does discuss these issues openly about them.
She writes songs about them.
She does, and we appreciate that.
Getting that pop music on side.
Yes, and getting, you know, the younger generation and all those people behind her to hopefully shift the older generation because we're so scary.
We're not
they're
that
so scary.
Not, that's scary. The older generation, isn't that scary?
No, but they're scared of us. But and also for the fact that yeah, she does what she wants. She wears what she wants. She what did you say yesterday?
I can't recall yesterday. That's very typical of me, though. Of goldfish memory.
But yes, she basically does what she wants, and she doesn't listen to anybody. So, you know, she. I think you said something along the lines of she beats her own drum, or you want to beat her own drum.
Well, I wouldn't mind beating her own drum, but anyway.
But yeah, so there's our list. So we went from someone a bit heavier to someone a bit lighter. Yes, on the scale. But the last person you suggested.
I did. And this is inspirational. It's a little bit inspirational for me.
It's not inspirational.
It's depressing. A little bit. Kirsten Stewart is my last inspirational woman because this woman...
One more year.
She has managed to stay in the closet for another year.
Yay her.
Like, my gaydar just goes through the roof whenever I see her, and especially in Runaways, and she enjoyed kissing that little blonde-haired, gorgeous actress. What's her name? Dakota Fanning. Yeah.
I was going to say, yes.
And what happened to her? That's what I'm going to say. She was all cute and sweet.
What, Dakota?
Yeah.
Yeah. She had to move away from that image.
She moved pretty far.
I know.
and fast. We shouldn't even go on.
But maybe because this woman doesn't know how to actually smile or show emotion, maybe that's why
she smiles. She does that weird sort of sideways, crooked thing.
She doesn't
thing.
Smile.
She does.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, it's more of like a
smirk.
A smirk.
It's an internal smirk.
No, but you know what? I'm gay. Smirking is very gay.
Yeah, see, she's sitting there going, "You don't know I'm gay."
It's like that. I do, girls.
Hold on, isn't she dating that guy from the other Twilight dude?
Oh, come on.
He's the pasty guy? He's also very gay. Well, sorry to all you Twilight fans out there.
I don't know if he is gay or not.
We're going to get flooded
with
very, message.
He's very effeminate.
We're not going against Twilight.
I like Twilight, personally. But he's very... Robert Pattinson is who we're talking about. He's very effeminate.
He is.
Yes. He does have masculine attributes, but he has a lot of very feminine attributes at the same time.
They're each other's handbags.
They are each other's handbags. I completely agree with you. It's nice. It's nice in a way. So that's our inspirational women. If you'd like to share yours, if you'd like to tell us how insane we are.
That we got it wrong.
That we got it wrong. We probably did, but they are ours.
They
we
are
should
ours.
Stress that.
Yeah, I know.
Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You're listening to Barsha and Tian with Lay Link on Joy. Oh, Nicki Minaj, Barsha. That was Nicki Minaj.
I know. Oh, I was listening.
It was brilliant. Anyway, you're on Lay Link listening to Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. I could go on and on.
You could.
I love Nicki Minaj. And you know what? Didn't even know who she was. And then all of a sudden, bam, on my radar.
Yeah,
hot.
She was everywhere.
Hot. She has lady lumps. They are sexy. We have a couple of shout-outs for Rocco, Nat, Evie and Amy May who are listening to us tonight through Facebook on our Facebook page, Lay Link, which you can look up and like, and we will keep you in the know on upcoming events.
Would that be
in
Nat
Melbourne.
From her society?
That would be Nat from her society.
Saturday, 6 p.m.
I saw what you did there.
I know.
Oh,
what?
That was clever.
I know.
We're having
we
too
love
much
her
fun.
Society.
We
come
do
on.
Love her society.
It's a great show. It those girls crack show. Me up.
They crack me up. It definitely, yeah. I could go on, but I won't. Barsha, now we have something very serious to talk about.
Really? What do we have that's serious?
You have a slight shopping addiction.
I wouldn't call it a shopping addiction, but...
I think maybe you do.
No, mm-hmm. No. You just criticise.
Would you like to tell our listeners what you did last week?
I went shopping for 5 really? Hours.
Really, Barsha? Really?
I did. I went shopping for 5 hours.
5 hours.
Yeah, I did.
That's not too unusual, I guess.
You want the amount figure that I spent?
Yes, give us the figure, please.
Well, I had planned on dropping a grand.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent $750.
Right.
And I love the look everyone gives me when I tell them that.
Yes, well, because that's a little bit insane.
Yeah, but I only do this every few years.
Okay.
I go in and just... Go in and just go, okay, I'm just going to buy a whole heap of clothes and then I run out of arms.
So you weren't buying sex toys. We'll just clarify that to our listeners. You were buying clothes.
No, this is my shopping.
Oh, right. Oh, funny. Funny.
Yes.
Funny. Okay, so what did you get? Roughly how many items of clothing did
17.
You get? 17 items of clothing.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Three pairs of leather heels.
Three pairs. Oh, well, everybody needs leather heels.
Everyone needs leather heels. Hello.
Hello.
Mind you, I did spend about $350 in Guess. Love that shop.
Did you buy any jewellery?
No, because I got lots of jewellery at Christmas from family.
You did? We were talking about that last week, your sparkly jewellery.
Yes, and I got stuff for my birthday and stuff from my parents because they were very upset that they weren't here for my birthday.
Aww.
So I transformed that into guilt. And
are
guilt.
They listening tonight?
My dad, I'm sure, is listening.
Oh, hi, Dad.
He gets up every night and listens. It's so cute.
That's really sweet.
I know.
My mum listens. My dad wouldn't listen. I sent him a link to the podcast. He didn't even respond to my text.
Oh, see. My
Thanks,
dad doesn't
dad.
Know what a podcast is, but he listens and he only tunes off if we go into a direction that he feels is inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
And he doesn't want to hear that back from his daughter. So
okay, fair enough.
Yeah, you know. But I love my parents. They're very, very cool and supportive. So, yes, they
Aww,
are listening.
That's beautiful.
But, yes. Anyway, going back to my shopping, I bought 3 pairs of jeans, 1 pair of pants and about 10 different types of tops.
Okay, but you got 17 items. Okay,
I did.
Now, there's a bit of a comparison here because I also went shopping last week. I spent 2 hours shopping, roughly. About 2 hours?
Yeah.
Probably about 2 hours.
I don't think it was longer.
And I went to one store. I went to the Cotton On outlet on Bridge Road in Melbourne.
Woohoo!
I was in there for about 2 hours. I got a probably about 13 to 15 items of clothing, one which I'm wearing right now. Pretty.
Nice. Oh, that is, yes. You did show me that the
it's
other
nice,
day.
Right?
Yes.
It's see-through. Just for
she's wearing a top underneath.
I am wearing a top underneath. I love see-through clothes. Okay.
I know. Now,
I spent $77.
Okay.
Everything was $5 and $10. And I got a new diary, which is important to mention.
There's
and
diaries I got a, on your phone.
I can't use the diary on my phone.
Oh, you're just incapable of
I'm
that.
A writer. I need to write. It's you know, and I'm an Aries too, and we're typical for writing lists. I also bought a pad to write lists on.
But I did get a link the other day, I think yesterday, Pressure Porter, their website, is having 70% off. And I have
Pressure Porter?
Yes, they have a website where you can go and buy designer clothes. They have 70% off. 2 days I've been not gone onto that website.
Do you want to sort of explain what Pret-a-Porter is? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, this is like designer fashion and stuff. I believe they're based in England. And so you can go onto these websites
helpful.
And you just buy stuff and then they send it to you. But I like to try things on.
Yeah.
And see, unlike you with cotton on, see, I actually got like, yeah, I got...
Are you about to?
No, I'm not about to. I get different stuff. Like if I go, like if I would go into a cotton on store, which I never have. I've never actually bought any cotton.
I never have.
No, I'm sorry. That didn't mean to sound like that.
Okay. Okay.
I do buy a lot of stuff at Esprit, though.
Yeah, Esprit, you're painting a lovely picture of your wardrobe.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sounding really up myself. This is not the purpose, but. I like clothes and I like nice quality clothes and I like pretty things and I like different things and I love South Wharf. That's like my mecca.
I like South Wharf.
I could like pray at that thing. When that thing opened, I was like in heaven. It's the best place. And they have a lot of what I like is more sort of a European style of fashion, which suits me.
They have a typo store down there, which always has really good discounts.
Yeah, I walk past that store.
I love stationery.
I know you do, but I was buying clothes.
My birthday's coming up, by the way. March.
Hint, hint. Yeah, I know that.
Let me know.
It's March.
Yeah, well, that's...
We're in January.
You've got to plan ahead. Hello. Most important date on the calendar.
Hello, your Christmas present, we still haven't arranged to get
okay,
that.
All right. You got yes. a Christmas present from me.
Hey, Tian dropped her phone and broke the back of it, so I'm going to get her phone fixed, but I can't actually pry her phone off her long enough to get it fixed. So it'll only take an hour, and you cannot live without your phone for 1 hour.
I can't live without my phone.
1 hour.
I can't. It's too much.
So the sticky tape on the back is just the perfect solution.
Well, it's better than cutting my fingers on the broken glass.
But we could get you a new back, which would be coloured. They can get coloured ones and stuff. They have beautiful... You don't even go to the store to have a look at what they have.
I'm sure what they have is lovely, but I'm sorry. I'm not interested.
All right. We have someone who's written in.
What are they saying?
They're telling us an inspirational person, Penny Wong.
Oh, Penny Wong. She's inspirational.
She is, yes.
And her partner had a baby this year.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
No, yes, that is true.
And, you know, Penny Wong came under a lot of flack earlier in the year because people were saying that she didn't support gay marriage, but that's not true. She was doing a lot of work outside of the gay marriage issue to get equal rights for LGBT people.
Yeah.
You're gonna do that thing where you disagree with me, aren't you?
Yeah, because I'm on the... Yeah. Look, if she doesn't want to get married, that's fine. I have no issue with people not wanting to get married, but don't deny everyone else the right to get married.
I think, you know what? She
it's had a choice.
She had a baby on the way, and I would not be risking my position if I had a baby on the way.
Oh, she's in the House of Senate. She's fine.
Oh, wah.
She's fine.
Do you agree or disagree? Send us a text on 0427JOY949. We're going to go to a song, Basha. I hope you enjoy it. You're on Leylink with Basha and Tian. This is Joy. And you're back listening to Basha and Tian on Leylink. You're on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Basha and I have got the giggles.
No, you have the giggles.
And I have the giggles? Okay. We're talking about the events that are coming up this weekend.
Are we?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I thought we were going to talk about the degrees of Butch, but all right, let's go to events. You've just moved the whole section.
I have no idea what I'm doing tonight.
You don't, you're just all over the place.
I am.
You know this is like our fifth show, we should like be pros by now.
I know, I have no idea what's going on. You know, I'm going to blame it on the fact that I worked until about 7:30 tonight.
Yeah, you were.
I had a long day today.
You did.
All right, very long day.
So let's find out what's happening on the weekend so
okay.
I know what I'm doing.
So Friday, if you feel up to joining me, we are heading to D&M. Commercial Road, South Yarra.
Was that a hint for me to go?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Come party with me, please. They have their Friday carnival party, 9 p.m. till late. They've got DJs, two rooms, whole lot of fun. They're a great venue.
They like it. No, it is a nice venue.
They've got like the pool table out the back, and upstairs they do a Sunday thing, which I'll mention after I do Saturday. Which
yeah,
on
I was
Saturday,
say, what's happening on Saturday?
Well, you and I, we're going to have dinner on Saturday. By the way, I just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, I'm sure the listeners want to hear that. That's what we're doing on Saturday.
Let's all go to dinner.
Okay, what's happening for the people out there that are listening?
For the people out there on Saturday, crass happening at the Workers Club in Fitzroy is crass happening from 8 p.m. till late. They've got two rooms open. The usual fare at a crass event. It's a lot of fun.
They play
a lot of older music too.
Mix. They do a good mix.
They really do. Yeah. I enjoy it.
Grungy crowd, but...
Grungy? I would say that would be categorised as hipster.
Hipster. Okay, sorry. Then the hipster crowd.
I don't fit in.
Yeah, I don't fit in either.
I'm not a hipster.
It's the day I leave my heels at home. Because if I wear my heels to that event, the drag queens are the only people taller than me.
Yes. So, you are ridiculously tall. But we've spoken about this before. Your boob height. It's very embracing when I'm around you. It's lovely.
Yeah, you love them. Okay,
Sunday.
Dad's probably just tuned off now. Bye, Dad. Good night.
Sorry, Dad. Sunday, D&M again. Of course, Commercial Road, South Yarra. They're having a rooftop pool party. And I mention this because I love pool parties. It's from 2 p.m. till late.
A sausage sizzle.
And they're having a sausage sizzle gold coin donation. Come down and have a snossage. You've got to bring your own towel if you want to have a bit of a
sausage. I was going to say, just to bring your own sausage.
Bring your own sausage. No, you don't have to bring your own sausage. Oh, that's terrible.
Sorry, but you just said sausage sizzle, left a break and went, bring your own. And I thought, okay, well.
I'm not even going to go there. You're terrible tonight. Okay, also stay tuned in the coming weeks because we'll be bringing you a lot of Midsummer social calendar updates. Midsummer Carnival's coming up on the 15th of January at Birrarung Ma, followed by Tea Dance and Golden Babe Time. You can check out the midsummer.org.au for more information on events during summer, which is really cool because, yeah, midsummer, it makes me feel alive, Basha.
The blue tarp is coming out, I believe.
The blue tarp is coming out.
Woohoo! Got to dust that thing off.
The Lesbian Social Fun Club, run by the beautiful Natsuki. She will, of course, be inviting us all to join on the big blue tarp of love, which will be somewhere on the hill at Birrarung Ma. And you can just come and plonk yourselves down and meet Basha and I and meet Natsuki because she gives amazing cuddles.
Yeah, God, I love those hugs.
Come and meet all the girls. You know, we're all very friendly. We're newbie friendly. If you don't have any friends, it's okay because we will be your friends.
Exactly. We won't let you just stand there. We'll just drag you into the middle of the thing and everyone will hug you.
The thing. The tarp?
The tarp. I couldn't think of the word. It was like the blue thing.
The blue. It's not little. It's huge.
I know.
I bought that thing at the reject shop. It cost me like $20.
I know.
And it's enormous.
It is rather large. It's a shame it's not rainbow.
It would be nice if it was rainbow.
Yeah.
One day maybe we could paint it. But the thing I worry about is it rubbing off on people's clothes. Because it's always out in the sun. And, you know, I'm going on about a tarp. Brilliant.
Now,
riveting
we were going to discuss... We're going to discuss today degrees of butch.
We are
going to enlighten me and other people.
It's supposed to be the meaty part of our show is the degrees of butch. Last week it was alleged that I am butch.
I did not say you were butch. I just said you had a lesbian haircut.
Mm-hmm.
A lesbian haircut doesn't mean you're butch. I don't think you're butch.
You don't think I'm butch?
After reading all of these, you're definitely not butch.
Well, I could be soft butch.
I'd say, soft butch. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I definitely think I could be a soft butch.
All right. So let's read. So, yes. Well, tell people what butch is.
All right. Butch. Everyone knows what butch is.
Really?
Yeah, you got femme women, you got your butch women. Anyway, so we're going into degrees of butch, different types of butch, because I was kind of fascinated that there could be so many different types of butch out there, because it's not something that you would really think to categorise. But anyway, I've got some funny names.
We love categories in our community.
Let's put everyone in a box.
We do.
So, of course, we've already mentioned soft butch. There's normal butch.
Stone butch.
Stone butch.
What is stone butch?
Stone butch. So, stone butch would, I guess you could categorise stone butch as...
A giver and not a receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't really exactly like to be touched sexually, but happy to please her partner. I think that would be a fair way to put it.
What's fudge?
What? Futch.
Futch.
Footch, I have no idea. Who wrote Footch on there? I'm kidding.
It's on the list.
I'm kidding. No, Footch is like a cross between Butch and Femme.
Okay. Yeah.
What is 80s German Butch? You wrote that on here and I have no idea what it means.
I was referring to like last week. You know, this is like Stone Butch. This is like scary, scary, hardcore Butch.
Okay. I'm just going
to... This is going back to Germany. I don't know if these women still dress and do that. This is going back a few years that I went to a club and was very scared by these women.
Oh, we're talking about the shoulder pads and the big ties and...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 80s German Butch.
Yeah.
Okay, that constantly yeah, scary.
They were scary.
Fake Butch.
Fake Butch.
Fake Butch.
What's a fake Butch?
I think that would probably closely relate to Saturday Night Butch.
Is that like, you know...
I swear I didn't make
these up.
You know,
the lesbian until graduated?
Well, we've got that on the list as well. I know. Yeah. No, yeah, fake Butch, of course, you know, someone who's actually really femmy but switches over. And you see a lot of young women who first come out that do this when they first come out. They go from real femmy to, oh, my God, nobody's picking me up in like a nightclub, so...
So I go get the Shane haircut.
Maybe I go get the Shane haircut.
And they all dress the same.
And they all dress the same.
They do.
It's amazing.
I wonder if they get a sale or something, you know, for the same haircut and the same clothes.
We shouldn't say that. That's mean.
No. But it is cute. But then I think they all go to that area and then they all start figuring out, oh, I'm actually able to be myself.
See, I think this more closely relates to Baby Dyke.
Yeah, see, that's Baby Dyke.
That's sort of Baby Dyke, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so then we could go to
what about
Diesel Dyke?
Diesel Dyke. What is a Diesel Dyke?
Diesel Dyke's like the big mamas.
The big mamas.
The big mamas. You know, like they're a little bit scary for me. I often think they could crush me alive.
Crush you like a toothpick.
They would. They would. Yeah, they would.
I'm sure you'd enjoy it though.
These are those women that present themselves as really hard, and they're really like I can't even describe it correctly.
Sporty Dyke.
Sporty Dyke. Well, everyone knows someone who's sporty.
Yeah.
Think Sporty Spice, short hair.
Stud.
A stud. Stud is like a Latino butch.
Okay.
Think puppy, short hair.
Okay. Because it says here African American. So
where are you reading from?
I'm reading from the blog you gave me.
Oh, great. We're so prepared. Can we just get to my favourite one of all?
What is your favourite one of all?
Boys.
The boy, yeah.
Boy with an I instead of a Y.
Of course.
Boys are cute. I have a real, like... I have a real soft spot for boys.
They're just cute. They're just sweet.
Anyway, there are many different degrees of butch out there. If you have any of your own, if you'd like me to stop talking, send us a text on 0427JOY949.
Stop her talking, please. Stop her talking.
Email us at onair@joy.org.au. I think it's time for a song. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I do, because I like this song.
This is She Said by Plan B. You're on Leylink with Basha and Tian. This is the end of our final show, our first show.
Our final show? Oh, what? I didn't realise.
I give up.
Don't. It's the end of our first show.
It's the end of our first show. It's the finale of our first show.
It's our fifth show.
It's our fifth show.
But it's the end of Leylink.
It's so confusing.
I know. Just move on.
I'm extremely confused. Look, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Yeah. You can like our Facebook page, Leylink. Send us an email.
Yeah, message us.
Tell us what you think.
Ask our opinion.
I mean, I've got to be honest with you. I think our show tonight has been a little bit all over the place. But
no.
In a fun way.
Yeah, well, you know, we just got on a few tangents, but okay.
We have. We've laughed a lot, and I think that's what's important.
We have laughed a lot.
Hopefully you guys are laughing out there at us or with us. Doesn't really faze me.
As long as you're laughing.
As long as you're laughing. So,
ladies, it has been a lovely week, and we'll be back next week.
We will be back next week.
Same thing.
Thursday, 11 p.m, same thing, same time.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.